Can accountants be cute? Listen to the next episode to find out.
Don't never. How dare you say that about me?
I am lady. There's a certain part of me that's like I am a power bottom.
Yeah, I mean, like, who doesn't love the attention?
I mean, it's a compliment at the end of the day.
Yeah. Guys, those are things that are, like, subtle. At least with dying, they know they're going to kill you. But at least it's, like, very, like, up front in your face.
You want to get noticed? Take it off.
Hola, bienvenidos a Gay al Punto.
Hey, guys, this is Gay
to
the
Point.
We're just two
gay
guys
talking
about
everything
or
anything
or
anyone
in a
not so
straight
fashion. My
name
is
Antonio and my
name
is
Clarence. Did you schedule that? I was just like, you skipped a few words. I was like, oh, okay.
See, I'm so good at this.
I just wanted to see if it would have landed on like you having to say Clarence.
See, it's because we're like symbiotic. Like, you know, when two molecules, they like merge together and they live coexistently. That's symbiosis.
No, or I feel like when it's just like when you break apart the nucleus and it just nuclear bomb.
You can't say that because that still traumatizes people.
Does it?
Yeah. Hiroshima was like only like within our 100 years. Speaking of Hiroshima, actually, I remembered like going past and traveling in Japan years ago on like the bullet train.
Bullet what?
The bullet train. Or the Shinkansen, as they say in Japanese. It was actually beautiful. Like, I just passed through the city, and then I was talking to, like, when I landed in Osaka, and I was, like, talking to some of the locals, and they're, like, saying, like, actually, the Hiroshima, like, city and the culture itself is actually getting big, and there's, like, a lot of, like, new young people trying to lift up the culture and build up the city. And I was like, oh, look at you guys, Japanese pride.
Hiroshima pride.
Hiroshima pride.
Yeah.
So we should go there next.
I mean, I would. I don't know, though, because, like, isn't that the thing that's just, like, okay, well, a whole bunch of people died. And then, but there's also, like, the radiation that was, like, around the city or something like that. And I feel like now the radiation levels are probably lower, so that's why the people can actually move back into the city.
Right.
I think.
But maybe that's also, like, a chance for them to turn into mutants, X-Men, radiation.
I was thinking, like, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I mean, that
Teenage
too.
Mutant Ninja Turtles.
So maybe in, like, 15 years, we'll get, like, turtle people.
Yeah. Actual Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be nice.
Yeah. Being a creative. So what is it like for you to be a creative?
No, we have to do the intro first.
Oh.
Okay, just follow my lead.
Why is that always your lead? Okay. I was being creative. This is my lead.
Okay,
now.
Fine. Go start something.
Creative. It's the way that you think. And sometimes it really blows up in your face.
See, this is why I don't let you take the lead.
No, give me the lead. I'll lead again. Lead again. creative.
Okay. Let me just take the reins on this, okay?
It's your podcast.
It's my podcast. Okay, here we go. Give me your inspiration, baby. Give me your inspiration.
Is this better?
I don't know. Anyway, so I guess we're talking about inspiration as a creative and maybe what's our creative processes. Because I guess, like, for those listeners, I mean, we kind of, like, briefly chatted in, like, previous episodes, but we are, like, artists. We're dancers. We're choreographers. We're, what else?
Models, actors, podcast tours.
Yeah, we're podcast tours.
Puppeteers.
Because we love puppies.
Creative directors.
Yeah.
Connoisseurs, art critics. We do it all. Life coaching. We can do life coaching.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're one of those people. And, you know, we just really We do it all.
Yeah.
I do it all.
We do it all. We're like
Arabian.
No, yeah.
We're African. It's like this like clip from like Dr. Phil. There's this girl and she's just like, I do it all. A little bit of ballet, a little bit of tap, Irish, African, Arabian. I really recommend watching it. She's so good.
Oh my gosh. Why is she like, just like naming like ethnicities or
like I know, I know. And then she like ends it, she's like, I do it all.
Well, there you have it. We do it all. We
kind of do it all. I feel like, but that is the thing about being like a creative person or an artistic person. It's just like, you end up doing it all.
Yeah. Well, I think like, well, one of the things at least where I find like the two of us, the reason why we have to do it all is because we're also like kind
poor.
Of like poor. Yeah. We're poor, but we're crafty. You know, like in certain projects that we've done in the past, like whether if it's like creating like a short music video or like creating like a low budget like choreography stint for a piece or for a performance, it's like, yeah, like we have no money. So the only reason for us to continue to do and exceed these projects is by doing everything.
No, totally. I feel like that's the thing is like, well, I feel like if you really want to create something, I feel like for the most part, like, you have something that you want to get out of your head or, yeah, like, out into the world.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of the time, it's, like, you're creating nothing, like, something from nothing.
Yeah, that's always the hardest part.
And we're, like, so that's, like, we're essentially, like, God. Is this blasphemous?
I mean, I think so.
Are we God right now?
I mean, I wouldn't compare myself to that because that's like, I don't believe in that much religion anymore.
But you're still scared of it.
I'm still scared of it.
Because you grew up Catholic.
Yeah,
you're just like, I don't want to say that. Don't like smite me.
Yeah. He's listening right now.
Is he or am I listening? No, but I think that's the thing is, like, it is, like, very much that, like, sentiment of, like, creating, like, something from nothing. And a lot of the time, because you kind of, like, you just have to, well, and to be fair, it's not, like, nothing.
No, it's not.
You have an idea, and you just have to look at what's available in front of you and just, like, stitch things together from what you see in the world or what you have.
Right.
So you're either pulling from, I feel like, your experiences, like, in your life, you're pulling from like what you've seen,
right,
references from other things, you're pulling from just kind of like, okay, well, like, I don't know, like, what are the resources that I have available to me to express what I feel or,
right,
what I think. And I feel like that's kind of like, yeah, I don't know, I feel like that's just like the approach of like, I feel like a lot of artists.
Yeah, well, I guess like, let's like backtrack a little bit before it's like, you know, I think like when you do have the idea and want to express, like you have to look at what's the resources in front of you. But let's backtrack a bit of being like, okay, well, like how do you first get the idea for you? Like, you know, like what, yeah, how do you like kind of start like thinking about like, oh, is it because like there's like something that you really want to say and put out to the world, or being like, or is it more like, oh, there's nothing, there's like a void right now in the artist community or the dance community or something, and this is what I want to fill it with. Like, how do you come up with the idea first? Or is it just like random? Tell me.
I don't know. I do feel like there's like a little bit, there's a to a degree of like randomness, but I also feel like it's just like, it's fed by doing things and experiencing things. Mm. If that makes sense. Just because I feel like, like, if you just, like, well, because I was going to say, it's just, like, you know, if you just, like, lived in a pod and didn't do anything, it was just, like, would it be that easy to be inspired? And I'm, like, actually, well, still.
Some people do that, where they, yeah, like, literally isolate themselves. I feel like writers do that a lot, where they, like, go on a writer's retreat in, like, a small cabin and, like.
No, but, you know, but I think that's it. But then I was, like, thinking to myself, it's just, like, yeah, no, I think that people do that. And I actually do think that's, like, can be really helpful to the creative process is, yeah, to, like, to do what
to, like, alienate yourself from the rest of the world?
No, it's, like, called, a, like, a incubator or whatever.
Oh.
Like, to incubate.
Yeah, incubation period.
Incubate.
Yeah.
You incubate everything. But, no, I think that it's sometimes, like, having those, like, moments where you kind of, like, isolate and just, like, process your emotions can be, like, really important. But what needed to happen before that is that you were already thinking about something. And then so you're taking the time to actually like process it.
Right.
And then like actually, right, like make sense of it in a sense. And then that might be the like impetus or that like maybe the like thing that helps you be in the state of mind to then convert
your idea into actual something. Reality. Yeah,
it's just kind of like, you know, when you're a butterfly, it's just like
you need like, to be a chrysalis.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like you were
like you're a caterpillar
and you're experiencing all these things as a caterpillar. Like, oh my God, like I just can't even fly. I'm just walking around everywhere.
Yeah. And then like eating fucking leaves.
What is even life?
Yeah.
And then you like chrysalis yourself, like you isolate. Yeah. You just like think about things.
Mm. Mm.
You're my, apparently you turn into goo.
Do you? Did they actually?
They do completely turn into, well, I just like thought that is
like,
a meme.
Like they decapitate themselves?
Yeah, they do decapitate themselves because they don't have a head.
Oh.
If that's the definition of decapitating.
Yeah. I love Leonardo decapitation.
Yeah. and then they, once they've like processed everything and formed, then they emerge as the beautiful butterfly.
That's true. But I will say sometimes the butterfly doesn't get so beautiful at the end.
Does it not?
I don't know. Sometimes there's ugly butterflies. There's ugly butterflies, isn't there?
Like who?
You. I was just being shot at. Yeah, I wanted to talk about, like, yeah, it's true, actually, the important process of, like, the incubation period. Because I know for myself, actually, it does take some time. I'm just looking about, like, all the choreographic pieces that I've done in my career and stuff. And looking back of, like, when it actually started of this idea. It was, like, yeah, it actually started, like, a year or maybe more than a year of the seed of this idea that I wanted to do before I could actually start implementing it in real life and doing like
putting it into motion.
Putting it into motion. And I think that's also like, I mean, there's a lot of factors that goes into it before actually putting plans into motion. Like I think like opportunities, like,
yeah.
I mean, and resources and stuff. Like, I don't think like if I had all those infinite resources and opportunities, I feel like I could create a lot of things within a year, but I don't think I do. So that's why I let it like marinate and incubate. Yeah. But I think it's really important for like a creative person to like take that time to like let it mellow and build and crystallize.
crystallize
your mind. Yeah, I guess I want to go with a very specific thing, like question for you. How did you come up with the idea for our previous Konnichiwak piece at Vancouver Street Dance Festival with is it Simple Plan song?
No.
What was it called?
How could this happen to me? I'm just a kid. Life is a nightmare. I'm just a kid. I know that. This is my favorite line. Nobody cares because I'm alone and the world is having more fun than me. Tonight.
Wow, that's really your
it's
song.
It's so dramatic.
It's so dramatic. Yeah. I think that's actually your song.
I just feel like that. I like the fact that they were writing that they were just a kid, but they were like fully like in their 30s. Yeah. But, you know, I can relate to that being in my 30s. I'm right just now. Like, I am just a kid. And life is a nightmare.
It is, really. Yeah, Simple Plan. But it was a Sum 41 song.
It was a Sum 41 song. So, okay. That's like, the thing is, like, I feel like the thing is, actually, that's, like, been my favorite song since one of my favorite songs, like, since I was a kid.
Mm.
Like, since it came out. I was just like, oh, I feel like it's, like, really intense and stuff like that. And then I think that, in a way, I kind of, like, it's just always been in the back of my mind, that particular song. I was just like, it's really cool. I feel like there's like really like nice elements to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel like it's that kind of like opportunity thing that you were talking about. Like you're just stitching everything together where right. It's just like, okay, I really like the song. I really don't feel like there's anything that has been done like this, at least like in the style of dance that we do.
Yeah.
Wahkang.
Yeah.
And
for those who didn't hear that, it's Wahkang.
Wahkang. You have to really like have it come from the throat, like Wahkang.
Wahkang.
Wahkang. Yeah. Like you're gonna
like throw up or.
Or like spit.
Yeah. Loogie.
Yeah. Loogie.
Wahkang.
Lugia.
I love Lugia.
The legendary bird.
Oh, yeah. So strong.
Moltres. Ho-oh. Anyways, so yeah, like. It was like something that's been in the back of my mind. And then I was just like looking for the like right opportunity. And then it hadn't been something that has been done within that style. So I was just like, oh, okay. Like it can offer like, I guess like a different perspective.
Mm. Mm.
And then it was just kind of like, okay, well, in terms of imagining a performance, I was just like, okay, well, you know, there's this like dance festival that goes on that has like a very specific outlay.
Right.
Like, cause we've done it before. So we know that it's like a public event, that it's like open to the audience. Like, yeah, yeah. And the way that the crowd is sitting and stuff like that is really cool. And I feel like I kind of wanted to take advantage of that. And I was like, okay, well, what would we give them that's like kind of like something new, different, memorable.
And entertaining, yeah.
And entertaining, yeah. Or something like that. And then that's where I just feel like I like stitched together like all the different ideas. And then I was like, okay, well, you know, it might be the last time that we all get to perform together just because we're all getting older.
Yeah.
And Arena's back is seriously decapitating as we speak.
Yeah, literally, yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
right now.
Right now, yeah.
Every vertebrae is like... So like it was just like it was all those things I guess like coming together for me, and I guess, you know, yeah, I feel like it is kind of interesting that you say that like all of like your experiences with like creating stuff have come from like or the like the pieces that you've made and stuff like that has been something that you've been sitting on for like a long time.
Yeah, I've been sitting on a secret you didn't know.
It hangs to the floor.
R.I.P. Chichi Javane. Yeah, yeah. Love you.
The kids will always gag on your secret.
Yeah, always. We're gagging right now.
Cause I'm just a kid. I'm gagging on your secret.
Well, I mean, so you, because you actually feel that way too, like you've been like sitting on stuff like for a while, like, and just like, because it seems like, yeah, for the inspiration, you said that like you really loved this song since you were a kid, and it's been something that like, oh, like, because like it's so interesting, and like there's a lot of things that you really think or resonate with a particular song, with that Sum 41 song, and then you're just like, oh, like, let's like you're already building something, like there's a momentum going in your head of being like, oh, there's something I could do with this.
Yeah, kind of. And I feel like the thing is, like, in my head, though, it's just, like, you know, when you're, like, thinking about, like, where to find, like, inspiration and stuff like that. I feel like the thing is, like, inspiration is kind of, like, everywhere. Mm. I feel like that sounds, like, so, like...
You're so hippie.
I know, but, like, but I feel like it's kind of true. I just kind of feel like if you stop to just kind of, like... Well, you know what? You know what I've been, like, feeling like lately, though?
Right.
Is that, like... Really, when it comes to creating art and everything like that, like, it's all about, like, feelings and emotion.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, I also feel like it's also, yeah, it's very personal. Because, like, maybe what you see right now, like, looking out this window, you might not see an inspiration because it's just, like, buildings. But maybe for someone else, it's like, oh, yeah, like, there's something that's resonating personally for me with like this view of this tall high rises.
No, totally. And because actually, like, that's the thing is, like, I remember talking to somebody about like Vancouver specifically, because they said that like Vancouver is like kind of an ugly city.
No, it's not.
I mean, you're ugly and you're in the city.
I'm really ugly. Thank you.
And that's for you saying that I'm an ugly butterfly. You're an ugly city. I'm an ugly butterfly.
Yeah, at least I'm bigger.
At least I'm like dainty and like more of a bottom. No, but I remember like just talking about how like, oh, like a lot of the architecture in like Vancouver, I don't feel like is really like noteworthy or whatever. And I think, and that's again where it's just kind of like, I don't feel anything looking at the buildings here.
Yeah.
Mind you, like, this is just where I grew up, so it's just, like, they look how they look, and it doesn't, like, make me feel any particular kind of way.
Right.
But then, like, I remember this guy who's an architect, like, coming here and telling me that, like, oh, actually, like, this, the architecture here is, like, very representative of, like, a certain time in architecture. So he actually found, like, this building, even though I feel like it's a very generic building, like, a time capsule of that perspective of architecture. And I was just like... That's cool. That's interesting to me.
Right.
Not enough for me to still care about it, but like...
It's interesting because like someone found like...
Inspiration
from something that you didn't know. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And I feel like that's the thing is just like in terms of like being an artist and searching for inspiration, it's just kind of like paying attention to all the things that make you feel a certain way. And I think that's based, and that is really based off of like your experiences, because it's like either it's like something that you can relate to or something that you've like spent a lot of your time like researching or like learning about or going to school for or something like that.
Right.
And then like, so you've grown a relationship with that subject.
Yeah.
And now you have like this association or this feeling about this thing.
Right.
So if you're like looking for inspiration, like I would almost say like
just take a minute to stop and like look at what's going on around you kind of.
Yeah. Thing. Look yeah. what's going around you and what is going around on that's around you that makes you feel something.
Right. Right.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
I think that that's going to kind of like, I don't know, like, it's just like, I feel like you being in touch with your, like your own emotions and just kind of like being like, okay, well, what is important to you? What makes me feel like either sad or what makes me feel angry? What makes me feel right. happy? What makes me feel joy? And like, I think like even with the Sum 41 song, it was just like, you know, the lyrics of it are actually like really like
dramatic.
And yeah. I feel like it's very like, I feel like that. And that's also another element of why I specifically chose to do that at this time, because I was just like, oh, I just kind of feel like, everyone's in this mode of just being like, it's their fault. It's the conservatives' fault. It's the liberals' fault. It's right. these people's fault. Right. It's just like,
it's everyone always putting a blame on someone else.
Yeah. Everyone is the enemy in yeah. a sense. Like, and it's just kind of
especially
like
in this political climate. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Like, it's just kind of like everyone is kind of other. There's a lot of tribalism. There's like,
yeah,
all that kind of stuff. But then I feel like in the sense like with the song, like the song is actually called We're All to Blame.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, I feel like instead of just pointing the finger and saying that like, oh, okay, you know, it, they're the problem. I'm just like, I think the thing that we can kind of like, I think is more healthy for us to recognize is that we are all complicit to all of the problems.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just like, okay, like, yes, you might watch this really stupid dance routine and just think that like, oh, okay, like whatever. It's like, really ridiculous, really gay, or whatever the case is.
But there's a deeper meaning to it.
Yeah, like yeah. if you're to ask me about it, like that's what I would say. It's just kind of like the song was actually like important to me to do in this time too, because it's just like, yeah, like, and you might never see that.
Yeah.
But it's still like, it was something that kind of like motivated me or like inspired me to move in that direction.
See, this is why I think like, this
is such a good artist.
I mean, I actually feel like that was actually really beautifully said. I'm complimenting you once and only, because I think that's actually was really nice, because at the end of the day, like, I mean, I think that's actually what it is to become a true artist. And sometimes I mean, coming from more of a contemporary realm, sometimes I always find like this, this connection when like an artist like explains what their piece is about and what it actually is doing. Right. And then sometimes there's like a disconnection because it doesn't translate well. But I actually feel like there's a need for artists to be able to explain what's the reasoning behind this. And actually, this is a great opportunity, because I felt like working with you on this piece was like, oh, this is, I know there is this deeper meaning, but actually when you were saying it just now to go deeper of where the inspiration is and what is the happening political climate and stuff, I was like, wow, you should write this and put it on a placard and then put it up in an art gallery, because that is actually beautiful.
I know, I am so beautiful.
Yeah, I guess like lasting thoughts in terms of just like, you know, maybe anything that you want to say to people who are like struggling with like creativity or like struggling to like find inspiration or like anything along like the artistic process. Mm. You know, like maybe what can you like advise?
You know, this is like a totally different stream of thought.
Okay.
It is both easier and way more difficult to be an artist these days. Because I feel like the thing is, we actually do have, you do have a lot of resources to like learn about different things. If you want to get into anything creative, you can look up YouTube and you can find out all the information that you want.
Right.
Double-edged sword. You also have the ability to compare yourself to every artist in the world.
Mm.
So
internet is so easily open to yeah, everyone.
And like, it's easy to see like people who are better than you.
Yeah.
And it's also like easy, I feel like, to kind of lose your identity because you're just like trying to mimic other people's identity.
Right, right.
So I feel like my advice would be just be to kind of like, just persevere, just like, I don't play, experiment, check in with yourself, just make sure that you're being honest, make sure that what you're doing is like what you want to be doing, what you want to say.
Right.
And then even being like, being honest with the fact that sometimes you don't know.
Yeah.
And that's okay too.
Yeah.
So like, I think it's just, it's going to be difficult, but it's worth it.
That's true. That's beautiful. Beautiful sentiment.
I'm a beautiful butterfly.
No, you're so ugly.
You're an ugly city.
No, you're so ugly butterfly.
What would you say?
I think I...
Can you top what I said?
Yeah, of course, because I'm like more of a top than you.
Yes.
I mean, I'm just going to like add to that where I just feel like, you know, yeah, especially in times, like, I know for myself, there are moments where I don't feel as creative or have the inspiration and stuff. And then, but fighting and struggling to figure out where that is. And actually what was more helpful for me and maybe could be helpful for other people is like allowing yourself time to kind of away from that. Like, yeah. I like
taking that break,
being
the chrysalis.
Yeah. Being that chrysalis. Like you don't have to necessarily live and like be that like artist every fucking single day being like, oh, yeah. Where am I doing this? I'm thinking about my next project, thinking about my next art.
Because those experiences tie into you being an artist.
Yeah. And then you sometimes you just need to actually step away from it and actually maybe enjoy just like being like a friend to someone,
yeah.
Or being a different person outside of being an artist or stuff, yeah. Like that. And actually those experiences, yeah, like what you said, experiences tie in and influence you and influence your work.
Yeah. The other thing that also ties into the next segment is get a therapist.
That's true.
Yeah. Get a therapy. Therapist. It's really helpful.
I feel like it's really hard to do it without a therapist. Yeah.
So go when you apply for your arts funding, apply for a therapist. Yeah. Get money for your therapist.
So lately, there's some stuff.
Yeah. So yeah. Get help.
Because you're going to need it. We're now in our third season. Our podcast is like, it's like not even 3 years old. It's like 5 years old because we have some
production takes a long time. So yeah, like, we are very DIY, off the fringe, off the market, fresh off the boat, tilapia.
We're just so like, we're great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So really continue good. Listening to us, please. Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. But anyways, we're back again for season 3, and hopefully that, you know, you'll listen to more of us or not, but anyways, we're doing it. Yeah. So you
and share with your friends.
Yeah. Please.
Please.
Share. And with that, thanks for listening to our podcast.
Yeah,
because nothing is said or set in stone.